みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
ナオミです。 Cat here. Beginner Series Season 6 Lesson 11. This Japanese is easy to say.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn colloquial terms that will make your Japanese sound natural.
短縮形を勉強します。
We'll introduce contracted forms. This conversation takes place at...
うちです。At home.
The conversation is between a father and his four-year-old daughter.
そうですね。お父さんと娘さんの会話です。
And since it's a conversation between a father and a daughter, you'll hear informal Japanese.
では、聞いてみましょう。
So let's listen to the conversation.
あ、割っちゃった。
パパ、コップ割っちゃったの？気をつけなくちゃ。
はいはい、風花、早くご飯食べちゃいなさい。
いらない。
お腹空いちゃうよ、食べなくちゃダメ。
やだやだやだ。
わかったわかった、じゃあ保育園に行こう。
やだ。
風花、パパ会社に遅刻しちゃうよ。
ママお仕事行っちゃった？
うん、だからパパ、嵐と風花を保育園に連れて行かなくちゃいけないんだ。
やだ、パパ嫌い。
風花。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
あ、割っちゃった。
パパ、コップ割っちゃったの。気をつけなくちゃ。
はいはい。風花、早くご飯食べちゃいなさい。
いらない。
お腹空いちゃうよ、食べなくちゃダメ。
やだやだやだ。
わかったわかった。じゃあ保育園に行こう。
やだ。
風花、パパ、会社に遅刻しちゃうよ。
ママ、お仕事行っちゃった。
うん。だから、パパ、嵐と風花を保育園に連れて行かなくちゃいけないんだ。
やだ、パパ。嫌い。
風花。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
あ、割っちゃった。
あ、I broke it。
パパ、コップ割っちゃったの？気をつけなくちゃ。
Daddy, did you break the cup? You have to be careful。
はいはい、風花、早くご飯食べちゃいなさい。
I know, I know.Fuka, hurry up and finish eating your food.
いらない。
I don't want it.
お腹空いちゃうよ。食べなくちゃダメ。
You'll get hungry. You have to eat.
やだやだやだ。
No, no, no.
わかったわかった。じゃあ保育園に行こう。
All right, all right. So let's go to nursery.
やだ。
No.
Fuka, Papa.会社に遅刻しちゃうよ。
Fuka, Daddy will be late for work.
ママ、お仕事行っちゃった？
Has Mommy gone to work?
うん。だからパパ、嵐と Fuka を保育園に連れて行かなくちゃいけないんだ。
Yeah, so Daddy has to take 嵐 and Fuka to nursery.
やだ、パパ嫌い。
No, I hate Daddy.
Fuka!
Fuka!
お父さん大変そうですね。
Yeah, it does look like a tough job being a dad. To be told, Papa 嫌い I hate you, Daddy, by your four-year-old daughter. Poor お父さん。
頑張ってるのにね。
Even though he's trying his best.
この前、友達のうちに行ったんですが、うん、友達と友達の娘さんに会いました。
うん、
友達の娘はずっと、嫌とか、嫌だとか言ってましたね。
So a while ago you visited your friend's home and your friend's daughter was like Fuka in the dialogue and just kept saying Yeah, no, or Yada, I don't want to
そうそうそう
the whole time.
そうです。多分 Yada Yada period だと思うんですけど。
Well, I think two or three year olds have that quite commonly, yeah.
はい。まあ、それを見てこのダイアログを書きました。
Ah, so you were kind of inspired by your friend's daughter then.
はい、そうです。
I see.By the way, in the dialogue, Fuka kept saying yada, which means I don't want to or no way. But yada was originally yada, right?
そうです。This is the word ya plus the copula da. In a very casual conversation, I is often dropped. So we get yada.
Sometimes you hear it without the da at the end, so you get ya or simply ya.
That sounds so cute. It sounds very childish, though.
Mm. So, of course, you can't use yeah in a business setting or even probably with your kind of adult friends.
そうですね。無理ですね。
So, definitely not, no. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word we're going to see is?
割る
To break, to divide, to cut.
割る割る
And next?
コップ
Glass, tumbler.
Cop. Cop.
Okay, and next?
気をつける
To be careful, to pay attention.
気をつける気をつける
Next?
いる
To need, to want.
いるいる
And finally?
お腹が空く
To become hungry.
おなかがすくおなかがすく
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And the first one we're going to look at is
コップ
A glass, a drinking glass.
Whereas in Japanese, we call a cup, カップ
Right, it's a bit confusing, so be careful. コップ with a コrefers to glasses or tumblers, whereas kappu with a ka refers to cups or mugs.
I heard the word koppu, meaning glass, originates from Dutch or Portuguese rather than English.
Mm, there are a lot of words in Japanese which are written in katakana which are from European languages other than English. Like, for example, penki for paint, which is Dutch originally.
Mm.
So just because you speak English doesn't mean you'll automatically know what every katakana word means, so be careful. By the way, Naomi-sensei, I've also heard people calling a glass グラス. That's also a common way of referring to a drinking glass, right?
はい、そうです。
Okay, so the next item we're going to look at is...
わかったわかった。
I know, I know. Repeating the same word twice or more emphasizes the speaker's feeling and gives the sentence rhythm, like in English.
はい、そうです。例えば、ごめんごめん。
Sorry, sorry.
違う違う。
No, no, that's wrong.I can think of one more example, actually, which you use a lot in a conversation, Naomi-sensei.
Nani? Nani? What is it?
It's so, so. That's right, that's right.
Ah, so, so. よく使います。私よく使いますね。I do it a lot. So, 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 so.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to sound more natural when speaking Japanese.
短い形 contracted forms を勉強します。
Yes, we'll introduce contracted forms or easy-to-say forms.
今回は自然な should や shouldn't の言い方を勉強します。まず最初に should の言い方を勉強しましょう。
First of all, you'll learn how to say have to or should in natural Japanese. So far you've learned なくてはいけない is should or have to, right? Of course, this is also a perfectly natural expression. However, when people are speaking fast or casually,This なくてはいけない becomes なくちゃいけない。
例えば、for example, 行かなくてはいけない。
I have to go.
It said, 行かなくちゃいけない。
Let's have one more.
しなくてはいけない。
I have to do
becomes しなくちゃいけない。
Can we have a sample sentence?
はい。朝ごはんを食べなくちゃいけない。
You have to eat breakfast. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
朝ごはんを食べなくちゃいけない。
Now, Naomi-sensei, the last part, いけない, can be replaced with ダメ, can't it?
Ah, そうですね。That's what the father said to his daughter in the dialogue. 食べなくちゃダメ。
You have to eat.
Or you can stop the sentence at ちゃ.
Ah, just like the daughter said in the dialogue. 気をつけなくちゃ. You have to be careful.
はい、かわいいですよね。Sounds very cute.
Yes, it does. Okay, next, let's learn the colloquial way to say shouldn't.
Which is ちゃいけない.
Right. You may already know that 手はいけない is shouldn't. And this 手は becomes ちゃ.
So, 走ってはいけない.
You shouldn't run.
Becomes 走っちゃいけない. 笑ってはいけない.
You shouldn't laugh.
Becomes 笑っちゃいけない.
Okay, so can we have a sample sentence?
はい。タバコを吸っちゃいけない.
You shouldn't smoke. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
タバコを吸っちゃいけない。
So, Naomi-sensei, did you do chores or jobs around the house when you were a child?
子供の時、なんだろう。
休みの日、庭を掃除しなくちゃいけなかったです。
Ah, so you had to tidy up the garden on weekends, do some gardening.
そう。キャットさんは何をしなくちゃいけませんでしたか？
なんでしょうね。自分の部屋を片付けなくちゃいけなかったです。
ああ。
それだけ。
それだけ？
はい。
So all I had to do was tidy up my own room, which was really small for the record.
お母さん大変だったかな？
I feel really sorry for my mom.
まあ、お勉強一生懸命してたんですよね。
はい。
You studied hard.
Yes, of course.
じゃあ、リスナーの皆さんはどうですか？子供の時、何をしなくちゃいけませんでしたか？教えてください。
Yes, how about you, listeners? What did you have to do when you were a child around the house? Please let us know in the comments.
じゃあまた。
Bye, see you next time.
あ、割っちゃった。
パパ、コップ割っちゃったの？気をつけなくちゃ。
はいはい、風花、早くご飯食べちゃいなさい。
いらない。
お腹空いちゃうよ、食べなくちゃダメ。
やだやだやだ。
わかったわかった、じゃあ保育園に行こう。
やだ。
風花、パパ会社に遅刻しちゃうよ。
ママお仕事行っちゃった？
うん、だからパパ、嵐と風花を保育園に連れて行かなくちゃいけないんだ。
やだ、パパ嫌い。
風花。